请我们先看几段的圣经。
Let's look to a few portions of scriptures.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十五节和第十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十五节和十六节
Verses 15 and 16
这些事你要殷勤去做并要在此专心使众人看出你的长进来
Take pains with these things be absorbed in them so that your progress may be evident to all
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训要在这些事上恒心因为这样行又能救自己又能救听你的人
Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching persevere in these things for as you do this you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you
提摩太后书
Second Timothy
第二章
Chapter 2
我们就念二十一节
Verse 21
提摩太后书二章二十一节
Second Timothy 2:21
人若自洁脱离卑贱就必着贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Therefore if a man cleanses himself from these things he will be a vessel unto honor sanctified useful to the master prepared for every good work
腓立比第三章
Philippians chapter 3.
我们念第十节到第十二节。
Verses 10 through 12.
腓立比第三章第十节。
Philippians 3:10.
是我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
或者我也得以从死里复活。
In order that I may attain to the out resurrection from the dead.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是极力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Now that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect.But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
我们从第一节念到第五节
Verses 1 through 5
哥林多前书第二章第一节
First Corinthians 2:1
弟兄们我从前我在你们那里去并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of a speech or of wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
因为我曾立了主意，在你们中间不知道必得，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊
And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语乃是用圣灵和大能的明证
My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧是在乎神的大能
That your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men but on the power of God
哥林多后书第四章
Second Corinthians chapter 4
第七节
Verse 7
哥林多后书第四章第七节
Second Corinthians 4:7
我们有个宝贝放在瓦器里要显明怎么大的能力是出于神不是出于我们
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves.
最后以弗所第四章
Lastly, Ephesians chapter 4
我们念十五节 和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
以弗所第四章十五节、十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16.
唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all things to Him who is the head, even Christ.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各责。照着各体的功用，彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Out from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each one part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
因为当我们奉着你的名聚集的时候，
But as we gather in your name,
你就在我们中间。
There you are in the midst of us.
我们也感谢赞美你，因为你是说话的主。
We thank you and praise you, for you are a speaking God.
我们已经读了你的话。
We have read your word.
现在我们求你的圣灵，把你的话送到我们每一个人心灵的深处。
Now we ask you through the Holy Spirit to usher your word into the depths of our hearts.
因为你的话是灵，是生命。
Because your word is spirit and is life.
带领我们进入真正的侍奉里面。
Leading us into the true services.
叫你能得着荣耀。
So that you may gain the glory.
叫你的旨意能得着成全。
That your will may be accomplished.
我们在这里同心的仰望你。
We look to you in one heart.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
关乎侍奉的事情。
Concerning the matter of service,
我们已经说过。
As we mentioned,
侍奉乃是根据我们对主的认识。
Service is a matter altogether according to our knowledge of God.
并且也是根据我们做主的门徒。
It's also according to us being His disciples.
如果我们对主不认识的话，
If we do not know the Master,
我们根本就不能侍奉。
It is altogether impossible to serve God.
如果我们不站在门徒的地位上，
Unless we stand on the ground of disciples,
我们的侍奉也不能达到我们的主那里。
Our service will never reach God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们如果要交通奉侍奉的事情，
For us to fellowship the matter of service,
我们必须需要看见我们的主。
We must firstly see the Lord.
如果我们看见了主，
If we see the Master,
侍奉是个很自然的结果。
Service is a natural result.
如果我们没有看见主，
Have we not seen the Master,
我们在哪里侍奉？
We can serve there.
这个不过是一个宗教的活动而已。
It is but an activity of religion.
如果今天我们实在是做了主的门徒，
If we truly are the Lord's disciples,
那自然而然侍奉就从我们的身上就流露出来。
Spontaneously, services issues out of our being.
我们不必在那里问说我要怎样侍奉。
There's no need for us to ask how do we serve.
我们也不必问说有没有侍奉的机会。
We do not need to ask if there's opportunity to serve.
如果我们认识主，
If we know the Lord,
如果我们也站在门徒的地位上，
If we stand on the ground of being disciples,
侍奉是很自然的就从我们的身上就显露出来。
Services manifest from us naturally.
所以我实在觉得，
So I truly feel,
如果我们弟兄姊妹，
If our brothers and sisters,
在奉献的事情上还不清楚的话，
If we do not know the matter of consecration,
因为我们如果我们对于奉献还不是绝对的话，
If we're not absolute in the matter of consecration,
我想有的时候我们觉得说我们已经信了主了，
Sometimes we feel we already know the Lord,
当然我对主是有一点奉献的，
Certainly I offer something,
但是我们所谓的奉献，
But the consecration we talk about,
不过是在那里做一点的事情，
It is nothing more than doing a little thing,
我们没有真正看见奉献的意义。
We haven't truly seen the meaning of consecration.
如果我们还没有真正的做一个奉献的人，
If we haven't become a true consecrated person,
我们就要进到侍奉的里面去。
And for us to enter rushing into service.
这个就是今天在教会中 的难处。
This is a difficulty in the church today.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们必须要看见
，We must see，
因着主的慈悲激励了我们
，Because His mercy constrains us，
就能把自己的身体献上当作活祭
，Causing us to offer our bodies a living sacrifice。
我们每一个弟兄姊妹
，Every brother and sister，
应当把自己献上
，Must offer our body，
做一个活祭
，A living sacrifice。
活祭就是把自己摆在主的手里面。
Living sacrifice is nothing more than putting ourselves in the hand of God.
承认说他是我们的主。
Acknowledging that He is our Lord.
他不单是我们的救主。
He's not only our self-savior.
他是我们的主。
He is our master.
我们认识他是救主，是为着我们的益处。
We have come to know Him as our Savior for our benefit.
我们如果真实认识他是我们的主。
If we truly know Him as our master.
乃是为着叫他能得着我们
It is for Him to gain us.
我们必须把自己完全的奉献给主。
We must fully consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
不是把我们这一部分奉献给主。
Not merely consecrating parts of us.
所以圣经才说，把你的身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, the Scripture says, offering your body, consecrate your body as a living sacrifice.
不是光把你的嘴奉献给主。
Not merely to offer your lips.
也不是把你的手奉献给主。
Or your hands.
也不光是把你的腿奉献给主。
Or your feet.
乃是把你整个的人都奉献给主。
But to consecrate your whole being to the Lord.
那就是说，从你自己手里吐出来
That is to say to come out of yourself
把你自己完全放在祭坛的上面
To lay yourself wholly on the altar
让主在你的身上有完全的主权
So that the master can gain his sovereignty in you
让他可以充满你
That he may fill up you
让他可以从你的身上能彰显他的自己
That he can be manifest out of you
这样我们才能有奉献的开始
And this is how we begin our service.
那今天早晨我们愿意再继续下去。
Today we will continue.
我们要看见奉献的经过，也可以说是奉献的继续。
We will see the process or continuation of service.
当我们把自己献上当作活祭的时候
，As we offer our body for living sacrifice.
这个不过是奉献的开始。
This is only the commencement of service.
并不是说我们这样一奉献，我们就是一个主何用的器皿了。
This is not to say once we have offered ourselves, we have become a useful vessel.
我们把自己奉献给主，不过是一个开始。
Our consecration to the Lord is merely a beginning.
然后主就要在我们身上工作。
Then the Lord begins to work in us.
把一切不是出于他的替我们除去。
To rid us of all that is not of Him.
把他的自己多多的加增在我们里面。
Have more of himself into us.
然后你就看见在奉献上在侍奉上才能有长进
Then you will see an offering and in service you will continue to grow.
奉献不是侍奉不是侍奉一件事
Service is not to service a matter.
侍奉乃是侍奉我们的主
Service is to serve our master.
因着这个缘故
For this cause,
我们看见说侍奉是不分时间的
Service is timeless.
侍奉也不分地点
Service is without a venue.
侍奉也不分这个事情的
Service has no regard to things.
我们这一生就是一个侍奉
Our entire life is a service.
很多的时候我们把侍奉就当作做一件事情
Much of the time we treat service as to do something.
或者在某一个地方我们在哪里侍奉
Or at a certain venue we do a certain thing.
在哪有某一个环境里面才有侍奉
Or we will have service if we are put into a certain environment.
或者说在哪一天可以侍奉
Or there are certain days for us to serve.
在其他的天我们做这样的事
All the other days are for us to do other things.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真正看见什么叫做侍奉的话
Brothers, if you truly have seen what is service,
你实在看见你说侍奉的是主
you have to see what you serve is the Lord himself.
你就要看见说侍奉是你的一生
Then you will see service is for life.
你的一生就是在这里侍奉主
Your entire life is for service to God.
你活着就是为主主
For you to live is for the master.
你活着就是一个侍奉。
For you to live is a servant.
不管你是在家里面。
Regardless in your home.
不管在哪一种的关系的里面。
Or in any kind of relationship.
也不管你是在社会里面工作。
Regardless whether you work in society.
也不管你是在教会中在那里服侍。
Or whether you serve in the church.
你要看见说，这个都是在侍奉的里面。
All these are included in service.
因为这些不过是侍奉的这个外表。
All these are mere external things of service.
不过是侍奉的各种的方式而已。
These are only methods of service.
但是你说侍奉的乃是主自己。
The one whom you serve is the master himself.
所以当你在家里的时候，你在哪里侍奉主？
So as you are at home, you are there to serve the Lord.
当你安静的时候，你在哪里侍奉主？
When you have your quiet time, you are there to serve the master.
你在那里活动的时候，你也是在那里侍奉主。
When you're engaged in activities, you are there to serve the master as well.
当你做父母的，在那里养育你儿女的时候，你在那里侍奉主。
When your parents are nourishing your children, you are serving the Lord.
当你做儿女的时候，在那里听从孝顺父母的时候，也是在那里侍奉主。
When your children obey your children, your parents, you are serving the Lord.
当你在那里做丈夫的时候，你在那里侍奉主。
As husbands, you are there to serve the master.
你在那里做妻子的时候，也在那里侍奉主。
As wives, you are also serving your master.
你在那里做公公婆婆的时候，你在那里侍奉主。
As in-laws, you are there to serve the Lord.
你在那里做媳妇的时候，也在那里侍奉主。
As daughter-in-law, you have to serve the Lord.
我们看见说，这个侍奉呢，乃是我们这个生。
We have to see service is for life.
都不是我在那里。
It is not me.
都是基督在我的里面，在那里活出来。
It is Christ living out of me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
就
是我们在社会里面做事。
Even as we work in society.
我觉得在神的儿女里面常常有个错误的观念。
We see God's children often have a misconception.
他们说你们这些人是传道的。
And they say you people are the preachers.
所以你们在哪里侍奉主？
So you are there to serve the master.
我们这些人在社会的里面。
We are working in society.
我们在那里从早到晚在公司房里办公。
We labor from morning till dusk.
我们是在那里侍奉马门的。
We are serving mammon.
只有你们这些人乃是侍奉神的。
Only you people can serve the
master. 我记得不久的时候。
I remember a while back.
因为弟兄当我们在一起交通的时候。
As we fellowship, there was a brother.
他说我这些年实在都是浪费的。
Who said I wasted much time in these years?
因为我在医院里头做工。
Because I work in a hospital.
我没有侍奉主。
I have not served the master.
我就对那个弟兄说。
I told the brother.
我说弟兄你错了。
I said brother you're wrong.
你今天在医院里头做事，你就是侍奉主。
As you work in a hospital, you are there to serve the master.
也许你在那里侍奉主，比一个人在讲台上讲道侍奉得更好。
Maybe you are even serving better as you work in a hospital than those who preach on the pulpit.
因为有的时候我们在讲台上讲道是侍奉我们自己。
Sometimes we who preach on the pulpit we serve ourselves.
我们的心也许不够单纯在主里面去。
Perhaps our hearts are not pure before the Lord.
但是如果今天你就是在外面工作的话，
But even if you are working outside,
你的心是为着侍奉主。
Your heart is for service to God.
你要让主从你的身上流露出来。
You need to allow the Lord to issue out of your being.
弟兄姊妹，这一个就是侍奉。
And this is service.
所以我们要在观念上面要有一个极大的转变。
So we need to have a great turn in our concept.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，
Every redeemed one.
从得救的那一天起，
From the moment we're saved,
我们就开始我们的侍奉。
We begin the life of service.
我们从奉献的那一天起，
From the day of consecration,
我们就开始我们的侍奉。
We begin our service.
在几十年前，
Scores of years ago,
当我得救的时候，
As I would say,
最后这个那个时候的习惯是这样。
We have such a habit.
在一个奉献会里面，
in a wonderful revival,
到最后一天都是讲奉献的。
On the last day, they will always preach consecration.
奉献就是出来做传道。
And consecration means you will come out to become a preacher.
除了这个之外，就不必奉献。
Aside from that, there's no need to consecrate.
所以等到他在那里讲奉献的时候，
So as the preacher was preaching consecration,
他在那里劝人要出来做传道。
You are calling people to come out to become good preachers.
那个弟兄姊妹，那个时候我就在那里得救。
and I was saved there.
我里面心里实在是火热。
My heart was consumed.
我实在觉得主这样的爱我。
I thought the Lord loved me.
像我这样的人，他肯救我。
He saved even such a one as me.
所以当然要侍奉。
Of course, I must serve.
我就觉得我要起来做传道。
I felt I need to rise up to be a preacher.
我的心是对的。
My heart was right.
主也悦纳我的心。
And my Lord was pleased with my heart.
但是我所做的事是糊涂的。
But what I did was foolish.
因为我在那个时候。
Because at that time.
他们就说你可以拣选你到哪里去传道。
They told me now you can choose the place where you want to go to.
你根本也不要问什么是主的旨意。
You don't need to ask about the Lord's will.
是你侍奉神呢。
You serve the Lord.
所以你决定了。
So you make the choice.
所以很大的中国地图挂在那里。
So they place a big map of China.
你要到哪里去侍奉？你上台来。
Where do you want to go? Come up and tell me.
你把你的手放在哪个地方，就是那个地方
了。Just point the finger at the map. That's.
那个时候我是一个少年人。
I was a youngster.
我十五岁。
15 years of age.
刚刚得救。
Just got saved.
我有一个英雄的观念。
I had a heroic idea.
我一定要到最远最难的地方去侍奉。
I would go to the remotest part, the most difficult part.
表明我是爱主。
To show that I love
him. 所以我跑到讲台的上面。
So I ran to the pulpit.
我把手指在蒙古。
And I put my hands on Mongolia.
因为那个是在我们中国人讲是最远的地方。
To the Chinese, that was the remotest part of the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
这个叫做侍奉吗？
Is this service?
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在这些年间。
During these years,
我相信我们对于侍奉的观念是有一点转的。
I believe we have changed our concept regarding consecration.
我们刚才说，所以弟兄们，
therefore brethren,
不是使徒们，
not therefore apostles,
所以弟兄们，
therefore brethren,
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brethren.
我以神的慈悲劝你们，
I beseech you by the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭，
to offer your body as a living sacrifice,
不是做什么，
not to do something,
是做一个祭，
but to become
an offering. 换句话说，
in other words,
不是去活动，
not for activity,
乃是去死，
but to die.
这一个才叫做奉献。
This is our consecration.
把我们自己放在主的手里面。
Lay ourselves in the hand of God.
我们天天活着是为着主活。
Daily we live for Christ.
没有一个人为着自己活。
我们
无论做什么事情，
whatever we do,
都是借着他来做，
we do it through him,
也都是为着他来做，
we do it for him.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我想这件事我们必须要很清楚地明白。
I think we must be thoroughly clear about this matter.
奉献是分不分时间的，
service is timeless,
也不分地点的，
and has no regard for place,
也不分什么事情，
and has no regard for different things.
没有所谓什么圣公所事的分别。
There is no such a thing as clergy service.
你要看见说，我们一个侍奉神的人。
We must see those who serve.
什么事情都是侍奉。
Everything is service.
一个不是侍奉神的人。
To him who is not a servant.
什么事情都不是侍奉。
Nothing to him is a servant.
就是讲道也不是侍奉。
Even for him to preach is not a servant.
就是到蒙古去传道也不是侍奉。
Even for him to go to Mongolia and preach, that is not.
只有一个真正奉献的人。
Only one who is fully consecrated.
他无论握手什么都是侍奉。
Whatever his hand touches, that becomes a servant.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们必须要侍奉到这个地步。
We must serve to such an extent.
否则的话，
otherwise,
我们的侍奉乃是残缺的。
Our service is found wanting.
我们对于侍奉的观念也是不正确的。
Our concept for service is incomplete.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你是一个蒙得救的人。
You are a redeemed one.
你是否已经把你自己完全奉献给主？
Have you fully consecrated yourself to the Lord?
如果是这样的话，
if so,
你要记得你是一个侍奉神的人。
You must remember you are one who serves the Lord.
你就是在那里摸马门的时候，
even when you touch mammon,
你也是在那里侍奉。
You are still there serving the master.
你并不是在那里侍奉马门。
You are not there to serve mammon.
你就在家里治家的时候，
even as you are cleaning your house,
你里面知道你是侍奉神。
Inwardly you have a realization you are serving the master.
你如果在那里做仆人的话，
when you are a servant,
你圣经告诉我们说，你在那里侍奉你的主人，好像侍奉主一样。
The scripture says, for you to serve your master, it is like unto serving the Lord.
不是说在人面前看得见的，来好好的做。
It is not to do well in the eyes of men.
因为你是在神面前 去做的。
Because you're serving in the eyes of God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个才叫做侍奉。
This is what it's called service.
在旧约的时候
，In Old Testament，
神把以色列的百姓从埃及拯救出来。
God delivered the children out of Egypt.
把他们带到西南山的脚下。
Into the foothills of Mount Sinai.
然后神就在那里就告诉他们。他拯救他们的目的。
There, God told them the purpose was for Him to deliver them.
神说，如果你们听我的话
，God says if you hearken unto me.
如果你们遵守我的命令
，If you obey my command.
你们就要成为一个祭司的国度。
You will become a kingdom of priests.
那弟兄姊妹，什么叫做祭司的国度呢
？This is what is the kingdom of priests.
我们都知道，在旧约里面的祭司乃是侍奉神的。
We know in the Old Testament time the priests are those who serve the Lord.
他如果生在这个立位。这支派的里面
they were born in the tribe of Levi,
他如果属于亚伦的后裔
if they become the household of Aaron,
他一生下来就是为做侍奉的
they are born to serve,
他从生长就在那里受训练
when they are growing up, they are receiving training.
他们的训练就是训练在殿里头来侍奉神。
Their training is how to serve in the temple.
他们整个的人就是一个侍奉的人。
Their whole being is for service.
但是我们都知道。
And all we know.
当初神拯救他们的心意。
The original intention for God to save them.
乃是要叫他们全国成为一个祭司的国度。
It is that their whole kingdom will be a kingdom of priests.
不是光是利未的支派。
Not just the tribe of Levi.
也不是光是亚伦的后裔。
Not just the house of Aaron.
神的拯救的心意是要每一个以色列人都做祭司。
God's desire for saving them is that every Israelite will become a priest.
如果你是一个从埃及救出来的以色列人
If you are an Israelite saved out of Egypt
不管你是男的是女的
Regardless male or female
不管你是年长的是年幼的
Older or younger
每一个人都是祭司
Everyone is a priest
你的身份乃是祭司
You have a position of priesthood
你活在地上就是为着侍奉神。
For you to live is to serve God.
祭司没有别的事情。
Priest has no other occupation.
他的一生就是为着侍奉神。
His whole life is for serving God.
这个是神对于我们的心愿。
This is God's heart's desire for us.
但是后来有以色列人，他们拜了金牛犊。
But because the Israelites worshipped the golden calf.
他们违背了神的诫命。
They disobeyed God's command.
所以他们不配侍奉神。
And they disqualify themselves for service.
不是神没有呼召他们。
It is not that God didn't call them.
是他们自己把自己弄得变成不配来侍奉神。
They did such things as to disqualify themselves.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
所以结果神只能在十二个支派里面拣选一个支派。
Therefore, God was forced to choose one out of 12 tribes.
在一个支派的里面拣选一个家。
And within this tribe to choose one household.
那让他们来替其他的人来侍奉神。
To use them to serve instead of others.
我们知道这一个是神临时的办法。
We know this is God's temporary measure.
这是神不得已所用的一个方法。
It was God was forced to do to use this method.
这个不是神当初的心意。
But it wasn't God's original intention.
这是堕落的情形。
This is one of degradation.
但是感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
当我们到了新约的时候
，As we come to the New Testament,
我们的主已经把我们带回到当初去了。
Our Lord has brought us all the way back to our original intention.
所有这个过去的事情
，All those were past.
有许多的事情都是不完全的。
Many things were incomplete.
都许多的事情都是应付临时的那个变化的。
Many things were the stopgap measures.
都不能代表神那个永远的心意。
They do not represent God's eternal purpose.
但是感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我们主耶稣基督在十字架上的救恩是何等的完全。
The salvation of the Lord Jesus done on the cross was so perfect.
他把我们救到当初去。
He saved us all the way to the beginning.
他把我们救到神那个永远的旨意里面。
He saved us all the way back to the eternal purpose of God.
所以圣经告诉我们说。
So the Bible tells us.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
告诉我们说我们都是军中的祭司。
Tells us that we are royal priests.
我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
我们都是活石。
We are all living stones.
我们要被建造成为一个灵宫。
Being built up a spiritual house.
并且要做一个属灵的祭司的制度。
And becoming a kingdom of priests.
来献上梦神悦纳的祭物。
To offer up spiritual sacrifices pleasing to God.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹，
so every brother and sister,
我们的身份都是祭司。
We have a position of being priest.
你如果不要做祭司的话，
if you don't want to be a priest,
那你就不要得救。
Then don't worry about being saved.
如果你得救了，
once you're saved,
你的身份就是祭司。
You will have a position of priesthood.
从今以后，你活一天就是为着侍奉神一天。
From that moment on, the day you that you live is for serving God.
除了这个之外，没有其他的目的了。
Aside from that, there's no other purpose.
当初的祭司乃是在殿里头侍奉。
The priests in those times were serving in the temple.
虽然有的祭司被派出去去教导人。
Even though some priests were sent out to teach.
但是呢，他们总是与殿发生关系。
But they were all interrelated with the temple.
什么时候一个祭司与殿分开了？
Whenever a priest is severed from the temple,
在那里我们就要看见堕落了。
We will see degradation setting in.
你记得在四世纪第十七章里面，
You remember in Judges 17,
有一个在犹大地的利未人。
There was a Levi in the land of Judah.
他是住在伯利恒的。
He lived in Bethlehem.
但是他离开了伯利恒。
But he left Bethlehem.
他要去寻找可住的地方。
Looking for a place for dwelling.
换一句话说。
In other words.
本来他是一个利未人。
He was formerly a Levi.
他虽然住在伯利恒。
Though he lived in Bethlehem.
他应当到耶路撒冷殿里去侍奉神。
He should have served the Lord in the temple in Jerusalem.
但是这个人他竟然在那寻找可住的地方。
But you see, this man was wandering looking for places to live.
也就是说在那里寻找工作，寻找侍奉。
In other words, he was looking for a job, looking for a service.
他不在圣殿，耶路撒冷圣殿里头在侍奉。
But he was not serving the Lord in the temple.
他到别的地方去找这个侍奉。
He was looking for service elsewhere.
找工作去了。
Looking for a job.
你想想看，一个利未人在那里找工作。
Just consider a Levi looking for a job.
因为他已经有工作了。
He already had a job.
应当做的工作。
He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
他要去找另外的工作。
He was looking for something else to do.
结果他到了以法莲山地。
And he went into the mountains of Ephraim.
就碰到一个人叫米迦。
And met a man named Micah.
米迦家里头啊有一个偶像。
And there was an idol in his house.
所以米迦就问他说，你到哪里去呢？
Micah asked him, where do you go?
他说我是寻找一个可居住的地方。
So I was searching for a place to dwell.
那米迦说真的好。正好
And he said, good.
我家里有一个神像在那里
I've got an idol in my house.
我就缺少一个祭司
I just like a priest.
那你是利未人刚好你做我家里的祭司吧
Since you are Levi, come to my house to become my priest.
我也给你多少钱
I'll pay you salary.
你也可以住在这里
You can dwell with me.
所以那个利未人就住下了
So the Levi settled down.
他就做一个家的祭司
And he became a priest of a house.
不是这个整个的以色列的祭司
And not a priest to the whole Israelite.
变了一个家的祭司
He became a household priest.
后来圣经告诉我们说但的支派
And the Bible tells us the tribe of Dan.
他们在那也在那里寻找可住的地方
They were also looking for a place to dwell.
所以当他们的探子经过那个地方的时候
As their spies went through that place.
碰到了那个利未人
They saw the Levi.
问他你在这里做什么
They asked him, why are you doing it?
他说我在这里做这一家的这个祭司
He said, I'm a household priest for this family.
然后你到了十八章的时候
And in chapter 12,
你就看见当但支派要到另外一个地方去居住的时候他们就把米迦家里的神像啊就拿来了
And they captured the idol of the house of
the Lord 那么叫这个利未人跟着他们走
And they forced Levi to go along with them
他说你做一家的祭司好呢他做一支派的祭司好
They say is it better for you to be a household priest or a tribal leader
他想一想当然做一个支派的祭司
After consideration of course it's better to be a tribal priest
那更结了
you have graduated.
所以他是欢欢喜喜的就跟着他们去。
So with joy he went along.
圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
圣经说神的殿在示罗的日子有多久？
Bible says, however long the temple was left.
In Shiloh.
Or in Shiloh.
这一个但支派的那个偶像也是多少的长久？
And the idol shall remain as well.
这个利未人是谁呢？
Who is that Levi?
圣经告诉我们说他是摩西的孙子。
The Bible tells us he's the grandson of Moses.
摩西的儿子各孙。
Moses' son Gershon.
各孙的儿子就是他，就是约拿单。
And he was the son of Gershon.
所以你就看见如果一个祭司
so you see if a priest
与殿脱离了关系
separated from the temple
那就变成偶像
it becomes an idol
在那里做拜偶像的事情
they are worshipping idols
所以弟兄姊妹
the brand sisters
今天我们的事情
our service today
乃是与神的殿连在一起
is connected with God's temple
神的殿今天在哪里呢
where is God's house today
圣经告诉我们说
God tells us
神的家就是神的殿
God's house is God's temple
我们是永生神的家
We are the house of the living God
我们乃是神家里的人
We are of the household of God
而我们是在神的家里头在那里侍奉
And we are serving within the household of God
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament
有祭司和利未工作的分别
And there was a difference between the Levites and the Levitical service and the priestly service
这个利未人他们在外院里头侍奉
The Levites served in the outer court
祭司到内院里头内殿里头去侍奉
The priest served in the holy place
利未人是在那里侍奉殿
The Levites were serving the temple
祭司是侍奉神
The priest was serving God
利未人在那里侍奉人就是以色列人
The Levites were serving men, the Israelites
当他们来献祭的时候
As they were offering sacrifice
就帮助他们
And they helped them
但是祭司呢乃是侍奉神
What about the priest? They serve God
所以在那个里头有许多的分别
So there were differences
但是感谢赞美神
We thank and praise
God 今天我们这一班属于主的人
Today we who belong to the Lord
我们又是利未又是祭司
We're both Levites and priests
在我们的身上
In us
我们一面是侍奉神
On the one hand we serve God
我们一面也是侍奉殿
On the other hand we serve the temple
我们一面是进到神的面前
On the one hand we enter into the presence
我们另一面也进到弟兄姊妹的中间
On the other hand we enter into the midst of the presence
我们一面在那里祷告敬拜亲近神
On the one hand we pray we endear the Lord
我们烧香
We burn incense
我们在那里吃力在神的面前
And we stand before God
我们把基督当作我们的祭来献给神
Christ becomes our sacrifice and we offer it up to God
我们来亲近神
We come near God
这是我们做祭司
This is us being priests
我们来敬拜他
We worship him
我们来称颂他
We praise him
但是另外呢
On the other hand
我们也是在那里服侍我们的弟兄姊妹
We're there to serve our brothers and sisters
我们在那里帮助他们
We're there to help them
我们在那里做许多事务上的事情
We're there to take care of mundane chores
所以弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters
我们每一个属于神的人
Everyone who belongs to the Lord
我们不但是天天侍奉
We not only daily serve
我们也是人人侍奉
We serve every man as well
你记得
Remember
在创世纪在启示录第四章里面
In Revelation chapter 4
在宝座的中间和前面四位
In the midst of the throne and around it
有四个活物
There was four living creatures
那个四个活物
And the four living creatures
他们昼夜不住地在那里说
Day and night they cried out.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
诸神，昔在，今在，永在的全能者。
The God who was, who is to come.
他们是昼夜不住地在那里赞美神。
They were continuously worshiping day and night.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天的侍奉也是这样。
Our service is the same today.
因为这个四个活物，
Because the four living creatures,
乃是在神的面前，
They stand before the Lord.
代表神对于创造的原来的旨意。
They represent God's original intention of creation.
是要我们昼夜不住地在那里 里敬拜他。
He wants us to worship him day and night.
我们昼夜不停地在那里侍奉他。
Serving him continuously day and night.
并且我们每一个人都在那里侍奉。
And also everyone is there to serve.
不是一个活物在那里赞美。
It is not merely one living creature praising.
是四个活物都在那里赞美。
It is all four living creatures worshiping.
我们每一个人都在那里侍奉。
Everyone is there to serve.
年长的也在那里侍奉。
The older ones are there to serve.
年幼的也在那里侍奉。
The younger ones are there to serve.
你刚刚得救就开始侍奉。
The newly saved, you begin to serve.
你得救了几十年。还在那里侍奉。
When you're saved for scores of years, you're still there to serve.
我们整个的一生就是为着侍奉我们的主。
Our entire life is for the purpose of serving our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹。
Then brothers and sisters.
当我们开始侍奉的时候。
As we commence our service.
我们是不是已经是一个主合用的器皿呢？
Are we already a vessel fit for the Lord?
我们看见。当主呼召门徒的时候
we see the Lord call his disciples.
我们弟兄提到说主在哪里呼召彼得和安德烈
Our brother mentioned the Lord was calling Peter and Andrew.
来跟从我
Come follow me.
叫你们做人如同做鱼一样
I'll make you fishers of men.
他们就撇下一切的来跟从我们的主
And they forsook all to follow the Lord.
他们就做主的门徒了
Became the Lord's disciples.
他们就在那里与主在一起
And they were with the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹
Impressive.
是不是从他们被呼召那一天起
did it start from the day they were called?
他们就已经是主合用的器皿了
That they were already fit, vessels fit for the Lord.
马上就得人如何得鱼一样
Straight away they went out as fishers of men.
我们知道彼得得鱼乃是等到五旬节那一天的。
We know for Peter to gain men as fish was not until the day of Pentecost.
他一望就打了三千了。
3,000 fishes.
但是彼得不是一做主的门徒，马上就变成很有的器皿。
But Peter wasn't a vessel fit for the Lord the day he was served.
我们看见在侍奉上，乃是我们要继续不断的在那里受训练。
We see in the matter of service, we need to continuously being trained.
我们开始有一点点的侍奉。
We begin to have a little service.
我们那个侍奉也可以说大部分都是出于我们自己的。
At that time, most of our service is out of ourselves.
虽然里面也有一点是为着主的。
Maybe there's a little bit for the Lord.
大部分是照着我们的意思来侍奉。
Most of the time, we serve according to our concept.
虽然里面也不能说没有一点点是出于主的。
Because we can't say there's nothing from the Lord.
但是当我们的主在那里训练我们的时候。
But as the Lord trains us.
我们一面在那里侍奉。
On the one hand, we serve.
一面在那里学。
On the other hand, we learn.
主就在那里，一直在那里教导我们。
And the Lord is always teaching.
我们看见主对彼得特别严格。
And we saw how the Lord was more severe toward Peter.
因为彼得他是比较一个开放的人。
Because Peter was a loose person.
如果彼得少开一点嘴。
If Peter would shut up a little bit more.
那么他也少受一点责备。
And he would receive a little less rebuke.
但是因着他这样开嘴。
But because of his looseness.
他受的责备多。
He received more rebuke.
但是他得到的恩典也多。
But he also received more grace.
你就看见说主一直在那里训练他的门徒。
So you see how the Lord continuously training.
他们与主住在一起。
They dwell with the Lord.
看见他怎么起居。
They saw how he lived.
他们跟着我们的主。
And they follow our Lord.
我们的主在那里做事，他们在那里看主怎么做事。
As the master was working, they were observing.
有的时候主也叫他们稍微帮帮他的忙。
Sometimes the master would ask them to help him a little.
主五饼两鱼分的时候。
As the Lord distributed the five fishes and two loaves.
就叫门徒来分相帮来分饼。
And they asked the disciples to distribute the loaves.
就是这样的学。
So they learned this way.
这个他们对于主的心意许多都不懂。
They didn't understand the Lord's heart.
很多的时候违背主的心意。
Most of the time they went against the Lord's heart.
好像彼得看当初说我要到耶路撒冷去。
For instance, the Lord says I will go to Jerusalem.
我要被杀。
I will be killed.
但是我第三天要复活。
I will resurrect the third day.
彼得就抓住主说是万万不可以如此的。
Peter seized and said, Lord, never.
你如果要到十字架去，到时候我们到哪里去呢？
If you go to the cross, where will we go?
我还不愿意上十字架。
I'm not willing to go to the cross.
所以请你也不要上十字架。
don't go to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见。
That's what you see.
我们许许多多需要学习的。
We need to learn a lot.
不是所天才的一个侍奉的人。
We don't need a genius to serve.
我们在主的面前要好好的学习。
We need to learn to serve well before the Lord.
所以我们一面在哪里侍奉
on the one hand we serve.
我们一面在哪里学习
On the other hand we learn.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里要稍微看一点在侍奉过程的里面我们所需要学习的功课。
We need to take note how we should learn in the process of serving.
第一
Lesson number one.
我们要侍奉，我们要学习，多认识我们的主。
To serve, we must learn to know our Lord.
如果我们不认识主的话
，If we do not know the Master,
我们已经说过了，
okay.
我们不能侍奉主。
There's no way we can serve the Master.
我们只能侍奉我们自己。
We can also only serve ourselves.
因为在侍奉主的上面不是事情的问题。
Because serving to the Lord is not merely things.
你可以把一件事情做得很好。
You can do a thing well.
但是主并没有得着你的侍奉。
But the Lord hasn't gained your service at all.
因为什么叫做侍奉
Of what is service?
侍奉乃是把基督活出来。
Service is to live out Christ.
侍奉乃是把基督奉给别人。
Service is to dispense Christ.
所以，如果你里面的基督认识很少
，So if your knowledge of the Lord is very little inwardly,
你的侍奉也只能到那个很少的程度。
Likewise, your service is also very little.
比方说，你认识主是你的救主。
For instance, you know the Lord to be your Savior.
你所能帮助人的，就能把人带到救主的面前。
All you can do to help others is to bring us to the Savior.
但是，除了把他带到救主面前之后
，But aside from the fact you brought him to the Savior,
你就没有办法再帮助他。
You cannot help him any longer.
所以你就看见，今天在基督教的里面
，So you see in Christianity today,
在正统的基督教里面
，In the traditional Christianity,
他传福音叫人得救。
They preach the gospel, people get saved.
得救之后做什么呢
？What do they do afterwards?
得救之后，你去救别人去。
And you go and help others.
除了这个之外就没有了。
Aside from that, there's nothing more.
因为我们侍奉乃是活出基督来。
Because for us to serve is to live out Christ.
我们乃是把基督来分给别人。
It is to dispense Christ, Lord.
不是把一点点道理来分给别人。
It is not to dispense doctrine.
乃是把基督来分给别人。
But to dispense Christ.
如果基督在你里面的成分小的话
，If Christ in you is a small portion.
那你活出来的基督也是少。
All you can live out is small.
如果你对基督的认识少的话
，If your knowledge to the Lord is small.
你就是能讲道，但是这个道就变成一个道理。
Even though you can preach, it becomes a mere doctrine.
它不会变成一个道路。
It will not become a way.
叫人真正能走在基督里面长进。
So that other people can.Trace our way to Christ to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们要侍奉主我们要多多地追求认识主
To serve the Lord we must seek to know him well.
一个不侍奉的
One who doesn't serve.
他是一个自满自足的人
He is one who is self-satisfied, self-conceited.
他觉得他自己已经得救了
He feels he's already saved.
他不要下地狱可以上天堂了
He's not going to hell, he's going to heaven.
所以他很满足了
So he's satisfied.
他以为他对于主已经认识够了
He feels he knows the Lord well.
不必再更多的认识他
He doesn't know him anymore.
也许他有一个感觉
Maybe he has a feeling.
多认识他多麻烦
The more you know him, the more trouble you get.
你少认识他一点你自由一点
The less you know him, the more free.
所以一个不侍奉的人也不追求
So one who doesn't serve doesn't seek the Lord
并且他很自满自足
And he is self-sufficient
但是弟兄姊妹如果你开始侍奉
If you begin to serve
当你在开始侍奉的时候
As you begin to serve
你就感觉说哎呀我认识主实在是不够
And you'll feel Lord I truly don't know him enough
因为我不够认识他
Because I do not know him
不够让他在我的里面有更多的地位
I do not afford him a provision in me.
所以我活出来的是我自己。
So all that I can live out is nothing but myself.
人不能在我身上碰到基督。
Man cannot detect Christ out of me.
我也没有办法把基督送给他。
There's no way for me to dispense Christ in.
我在侍奉上，你觉得非常的软弱亏欠。
You feel very weak and you are found wanting in the matter.
这样就激励你来一个追求主。
And this constrains you to seek after him.
我记得我刚刚出来侍奉主的时候。
I remember as I first came out to serve the Lord.
那个时候我才二十岁。
I was 20 years of age.
我对于主的认识实在太差。
My knowledge of the Lord was poor.
当然我认识我的主是我的救主。
Of course, I knew my Lord to be my Savior.
对圣经也稍微有一点认识。
I knew a little bit of the Scripture.
所以在那个时候。
So at a time.
我在上海，在那里侍奉。
I was serving in Shanghai.
那个时候，你弟兄在哪里？
Brother Nee was there at the time.
但是他常常生病。
But he was sick a lot.
所以每一个主日。
So every Lord's Day.
不是他讲就是我讲。
Either he preached or I preached.
并且他训练我，训练得蛮厉害的。
And he was quite severe in his training of me.
他从来不告诉我什么时候我要讲。
He never told me when I was to preach.
到了主日早晨七点半钟。
At 7:30 a.m. Lord's Day.
他来一个纸条。
He sent a note.
只有两个字。
Two words only.
一个字说你讲。
It says you speak.
一个字说我来。
The other one I come.
他来就是他讲。
He comes means he preaches.
你讲就是你讲。
You preach means you preach.
哎呀，我真是战惊恐惧。
I was in fear and trembling.
因为不晓得什么时候要讲。
Because I never knew when I was.
随时准备在主的面前呢。
So every moment I was to be ready.
我今天回想的时候。
As I look back.
心里觉得很惭愧。
I feel quite shameful.
坐在底下的有的弟兄姊妹不知道比我认识主有多少。
Many brothers and sisters who sat among the audience knew me much, much more.
听我在那里讲到他们受罪啊。
When they heard me preaching, they were suffering.
但是他们是在用爱心来包容我。
They really embraced me with their love.
但是除了这个之外。
Aside from that.
你知道我在那一年里头啊。
Do you know during that year?
我觉得没有事情做。
I felt there was nothing to do.
除了主日有的时候讲到之外。
Aside from the Lord's Day, sometimes I would preach.
没有事情做。
I had nothing else to do.
弟兄姊妹那时候也有两个多人。
There were 200 some odd things.
有许多的需要。
There were lots of needs.
但是我供应不上。
But I couldn't supply them.
我里面的生命不够。
The life of me was found wanting.
许多的问题我不能解决。
I couldn't solve any problem.
我没有办法帮助弟兄姊妹。
I couldn't help brothers and sisters.
我变了一个失业的人一样。
I became an unemployed.
没有事情做。
Had nothing to do.
所以我常常劝年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Many times I adore brothers and sisters.
你如果有心要出来侍奉。
If you have a heart to come to serve,
你还是好好的去做事情去。
You better go back to your job.
你也要好好的在那里准备。
And prepare yourself at the same time.
等到神给你的托付多到一个地步。
Until such a time the Lord commissioned to you would increase.
你一定要放弃你其他的职业。
You must lay aside your occupation.
来完完全全的来做主的工作。
To fully devote yourself to Lord's work.
否则的话。
Otherwise.
你这个人很容易被毁坏。
You will be damaged.
因为你没有事情做。
Because you have nothing to do.
你就是活动，也不过是活动。
Even you do our activity, it is merely activity.
始终没有属灵的价值。
Having no spiritual value.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要认识主。
We must know the Lord.
我们要追求认识我们的主。
We must persevere in seeking to know Him.
保罗他到了写腓立比书的时候，
when Paul was reading, writing the Philippians,
他已经到了年长的时候，
he was in his old age.
他在那里说，
he still said,
要我自有一个雄心。
I only have this one desire.
我要认识主。
To know the Lord.
我要知道他复活的大能。
To know His power, His resurrection.
我要消化他的死。
To be united to His death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果今天你里面没有一个追求主的心。
If you do not have a heart of seeking after.
可能你不是一个侍奉的人。
Perhaps you are not a serving one.
你如果真正在那里侍奉主的话。
If you truly are serving the Lord.
你越侍奉越是觉得自己认识主不可。
The more you serve, the more you feel you do not know the Lord.
你越是要追求认识他。
The more you will seek to know Him.
我们的主是无限量的。
The Lord is unfathomable.
对 对他的认识也没有限制。
There's no limit to knowing him.
不是你做到一个时候，你就觉得说你对主是完全明白的。
It is not like you work to such an extent you already fully know him.
没有更多的了。
There's nothing more to know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，究竟住在你里面有多少的地位？
How much has the Lord gained his ground in you?
究竟在你身上活出多少的基督？
How much of Christ have you lived out?
保罗说，因我活着就是基督。
How is it for me to live is Christ?
他活在那里。
He was living.
所显出来的是基督，不是保罗。
He was manifesting Christ, not Paul.
人与他接触的时候是接触基督。
When men touch him, they touch Christ.
弟兄姊妹，有的真正认识主的
Those who truly know the Lord,
当你到他面前去的时候
When you enter into the
door, 也许他一句话也没有说
Maybe they don't even say a word,
但是你里面已经被基督摸透
Inwardly you were already touched by Christ,
因为他身上把基督流露出来
Because he had fully flown Christ out of his
body 有的时候你有许多的问题
Sometimes you have a lot of questions
当你跑到一个真正认识主的人面前
When you come to a person who really knows the Lord
好像你的问题都解决了
It's like your questions are
你还没有问都已经解决
Before you even ask
为什么
Why?
因为不是理由的解决
Because it is not a matter of reasoning
那是基督成了你的答案
But Christ has become your answer
所以弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
我们就是在那里帮助弟兄姊妹的
If we are still there helping brothers and sisters
用话语来帮助
To help them with words
用手来帮助
To help them with your hands
当你在那里这样帮助的时候
As you help in this way
是不是那位弟兄那位姊妹
Has a brother or sister.
他所得着的也是基督。
Receive Christ.
他里面被基督的爱再一次建立起来。
Has he or her received or being encouraged by Christ's love?
这个是事实。
This will be a service.
我们活着乃是基督。
For us to live is Christ.
我们所分给人的也是基督。
For us to dispense is Christ.
所以我们对于基督的认识，我们必须要迫切的追求。
So we must be desperately seeking after Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天对追求主的心实在是太淡淡。
Our heart of seeking the Lord is not enough.
我们许多时候追求圣经的知识。
Much of the time we seek after scriptural knowledge.
但是我们不是追求主自己。
But we are not seeking the Lord himself.
我们需要认识我们的主。
We need to know our master.
如果我们认识主的话
If we really know the master,
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
主就在你身上就彰显出来
The Lord will automatically see manifest out of it
所以保罗他有一个心愿
So Paul had a desire
无论生无论死
Whether in life or in death
宗教基督在他身上照常显达
That Christ will be manifest out of Paul's life
但他自己无所谓
He didn't care for himself.
死也可以。
He could even die.
我也可以。
Or he lived.
只要基督能照常显大就可以。
As long as Christ will be manifested.
这一个是真正的侍奉。
This is a real service.
第二。
Second.
我们在侍奉的学习上面。
In our learning of service.
我们来学习认识我们自己。
We need to know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们对于我们自己实在不认识。
We scarcely know ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us,
人心比万物都诡诈。
Our heart is more exceedingly wicked.
坏到极处。
Exceedingly wicked.
连自己都被骗过了。
Even to the point of deceiving ourselves.
只有谁能监察我们的心。
Only the Lord can discern our hearts.
所以我们在这里看见说
So we see here.
我们对我们的自己实在不够认识。
We scarcely know ourselves.
我们从前我就对于自己很有自信。
Normally, we were fully confident of ourselves.
我们以为我们自己能。
Thinking we're capable.
而是一样样事情都是靠着我们自己去做。
So we do everything by ourselves.
也许我们从前觉得自己不如别人。
Or formerly, we didn't think we can compare with others.
所以有个自卑感。
So we were inferior.
所以一样样事情都推推说说的。
So we withdrew ourselves.
那么今天我们信了主了。
Today we believe in the Lord.
我们今天成了神家里的人了。
We become one of the household.
那么我们碰到侍奉的时候。
When we come to the matter of service.
那些从前很自信的人。
Those who formerly were confident.
很自强的人。
They It was self-confident.
他就把自己摆出来了。
He rushed himself to the forefront.
样样事情都来摸了。
They touched everything.
样样事情都出主意。
And they gave opinion to everything.
样样事情都要来管理了。
And they control everything.
人不听他的话。
If you do not listen to him,
他就不做。
And they wouldn't do it.
但是呢，还有一般的人。
And other people.
他天然是畏缩的人。
According to the natural man, they're withdrawn.
碰到自尊的时候。
When they come to come,
也是退退缩缩的。
They withdrew them.
他不敢不是，我不配。
I don't qualify.
让别人去做。
Let other people do it.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends and sisters.
你看，身份的和不身份的。
You see those who serve and those who do not serve.
都不是身份。
Neither are they services.
因为身份的。 他是侍奉自己。
Because those who serve, they serve themselves.
不侍奉的也是不侍奉。
Those who do not serve, they do not serve.
不侍奉人。
They do not serve man.
他也是侍奉自己。
They still serve themselves.
保存自己。
To preserve themselves.
那么，当我们来到神的家中，
when we come to the house of God,
我们看见说，我们把这些天然通通带到教会里头来。
We see we bring all our natural being to the church.
那我们以为说，在这里活动了，就是侍奉了。
We figure if we have some activity, that is service.
我们如果忙就是侍奉。
If we keep ourselves busy, that's service.
我们如果不忙，我们就没有侍奉。
If we're not busy, we don't have service.
我们就是失业了。
We are unemployed.
但是弟兄们，
but brothers and sisters,
这个是因为我们。
This is due to the fact we do not know ourselves.
当我们在侍奉的时候，
as we serve,
感谢赞美神，
thank and praise God.
圣灵就慢慢在我们里面开始对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit gradually begins to speak.
他渐渐地给我们看见，
He gradually shows us.
我们今天在哪里活的是我自己。
What we live ourselves is merely ourselves.
从前， 我活着是为着犯罪。
Formerly I lived unto sin.
我现在活着要为着主了。
Now I must live unto God.
我从前怎样用我自己的本能去犯罪去。
Formerly I used my intuition to sin.
我现在就转过来把我的本能来
Now I must turn around and use my ability to serve God.
你就看见说，那个源头它是不变的。
You see the source remains the same.
虽然那个事情变了。
Even though the things change.
那个源头还是照样。
The source remains the same.
所以许多的基督徒。
So many Christians.
他说我现在已经信了主了。
They said, now I believe in the Lord.
那我不应当犯罪了。
I shouldn't sin anymore.
我应当遵循神的旨意。
I must obey God's command.
所以他就立定他的旨意了。
So they make
我现在要活出基督来了。他用他自己天然的生命要来活出基督。
He uses his natural power to live outside.
他要用天然的意志来抵挡罪恶。
He uses his natural will to resist sin.
他说要用他天然的力量来遵守神的命令。
He uses his natural strength to obey God's command.
要做一个好的基督徒。
To be a good Christian.
弟兄姊妹，那当你这样做的时候，
as you do it this way,
做了不久，
shortly after,
你已经很疲倦了。
You are tired.
你如果要做一个这样一个好的基督徒，
to become such a good Christian,
不犯罪，
do not sin,
遵守神一切的命令，
obey all of God's commands,
讨神的喜悦，
try to please God,
你用你自己全副的力量都在那里。 放上去,
you conjure up all your might to serve.
越做你就觉得越困难。
The more you do, the more difficult it becomes.
越做你就觉得越软弱。
The more you do, the weaker you get.
所以我常常说一句话。
So I often say,
我说一个马马虎虎的基督徒啊。
I say a Christian who is wishy-washy.
他是基督徒，但是也不要显出基督来。
He is a Christian, but he does not manifest Christ.
这个基督徒倒是很安逸。
This Christian dwells in safety.
如果你要认真地做基督徒的话，
but if you truly want to be a good Christian,
做来做去就变成 nervous breakdown.
The more you try, the more you become a nervous breakdown.
你非常 nervous.
You become nervous.
这都是好基督徒。
These are good Christians.
不过呢，这个路没错了。
But they have taken the wrong path.
你没有看见说，
you haven't seen.
只有在你里面的基督能活出基督的生活。
Only the Christ who switches inwardly can live out the life of Christ.
不过你还不够认识你的自己。
Because you scarcely know you.
所以你要失败。
So you're doomed to fail.
你要经过很多的失败。
You have to go through, not say.
第一次像罗马第七章保罗所说的。
Just like Romans 7 where Paul said.
他说我真是苦啊。
It's a wretched man that I am.
因为我是卖给罪。
Because I'm sold to sin.
我愿意做的我不能做。
That which I will, I do not do.
我不要做的我偏偏去做。
That which I do not do, I do.
我发现一件事。
I discovered one thing.
就是在我里面。
That within me.
就肉体之中。
That is in my flesh.
没有良善。
It was no good thing.
弟兄姊妹。
Right, sister.
这是认识自己。
This is knowing oneself.
我们不认识自己。
We scarcely know.
我们认为说我们自己里面有良善。
We feel there's so much good in us.
不错。
Sure.
我们说亚当所承受的那个生命。
The life that we inherited from Adam.
里面有许多的罪恶。
There's much sin.
许多坏的。
Much failure.
我们这些不要。
We do not want those.
但是我们信了主之后。
But after we believe the Lord.
现在就让那些好的从亚当那里传给我们那好的来侍奉神。
Let's use what we get from Adam, the good part to serve God.
那这个还有什么错呢？
What's wrong with that?
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你要看见凡是说天然说肉体的人。
You must see who is natural.
他不但不能明白神的旨意。
Not only can they not know God's will.
他也不能遵行神的旨意。
Neither can they obey God's command.
在我们自己的里面。
Within ourselves,
就是我们肉体之中
的 that is in our flesh,
毫无良善。
Was no good thing.
为着这个缘故
for this fault,
当主钉十字架的时候
when the world was crucified,
主把我们带去钉死了。
The Lord brought us all with him and crucified.
加拉太书二十节。
Galatians chapter 2:20.
保罗说
Paul,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now it is no longer I that live.
那是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ liveth in me.
并且我如今在肉中活着。
And the one that lives in the flesh.
是因他的信而活。
I live in the belief of Christ.
By the faith of Christ.
By the faith of Christ.
他是爱我。
He loved me.
为我舍己。
And gave himself up for me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有认识你自己？
Sister, have you known yourself?
你有没有看见你这个老我已经基督同钉十字架？
Have you seen the fact that this old man has been crucified with Christ?
你是不是看见你自己天然的才干与基督同钉十字架？
Have you also seen that your natural goodness also been crucified with Christ?
你是不是看见你天然温柔的性情与主已经钉钉十字架？
Have you seen your natural meekness and tenderness been crucified with Christ?
你是不是看见你天然的那些人的智慧聪明已经与基督同钉十字架？
Have you seen your natural wisdom and smartness also had been crucified with Christ?
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
你是不是看见凡是从你自己出来的没有一样是神所悦纳的？
Francis, have you seen that whatever issues out of your being cannot be pleasing to God?
如果今天你还是凭着你自己要来活出基督的话，
If you still try to live Christ by yourself,
你要发现说
you will discover,
活出来的是亚当不是基督。
What you live out is Adam, not Christ.
只有当你认识你的自己，
Only when you know yourself,
接受与主同死，
And accept the fact of being dead with Christ,
现在活着的不再是我，
It is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活，
But Christ liveth in me.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这样我们才能活出基督。
In this way can we only live out Christ.
不但是这样，
Not only so,
我们看见就是在工作的上面，
Even we'll see in our work,
也是同样的原则。
It is the same principle.
所以保罗他到了哥林多后书第四章的时候，
So Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
他就给我们看见说，
He showed us,
我天天背着基督的死，
Daily I die,
好叫基督的生能活在人的身上，
So the life of Christ can be manifested in other people.
基督的死天天在我里身里头工作，
The death of Christ operates within me.
好叫基督的生命从我里面天天的流露出来，
So that the life of Christ can also flow out of me.
所以我们需要认识我们的自己，
Therefore we need to know ourselves.
我们必须有一天要看见说，
We must see one day.
我们最大的仇敌乃是我们里面的亚当。
But the greatest enemy we ever encounter is the old Adam within.
乃是我们这个自己。
It is ourselves.
如果我们能这样看见的话，
If we can see this,
我们在侍奉上 才有正确的路。
Then can we find the correct way in service?
否则的话，我们所做的都是草木和秸的工作。
Otherwise, everything we touch is work of wood, hay, and stubble.
因为草木和秸的工作都是从自己做出来的。
The work of wood, hay, and stubble issues from the self.
能把它做得很大很成功。
We can do a great work and successful.
叫许多人都能看见。
Many people can observe.
但是等到主来的时候
，But the day will come when the Lord
comes. 又火要显现。
The fire will manifest.
要把这些草木和秸全部烧光。
They will burn up all the wood, hay, and stubble.
虽然得救
，Then he will be saved.
不过静静的得救
，Though he will be saved.
Barely saved.
Barely saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要做金银宝石的工作。
Today we must do the work of gold, silver, and precious stone.
金银宝石的工作是出于神的。
The work of gold, silver, precious stone is out of God.
出于基督的救赎。
It is out of Christ's work.
出于圣灵的工作的。
It is out of the work of the Holy Spirit.
虽然这一个外面很小。
Even though they may be small.
人也看不清，看不见。
And hardly can see it.
但是等到火显现的时候。
But the day when fire manifested.
金银宝石经过火炼。更显出荣耀来。
After the trial of fire, gold, silver, precious stone will manifest more glory.
显出主的荣耀来。
Will manifest the glory of the Lord.
所以我们第二，我们要学习认识自己。
So second thing, we need to know ourselves.
第三
，Thirdly,
在我们侍奉的路上
，In the way of service,
我们要多多的接受十字架的工作。
We need to embrace the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
如果今天我们对基督的十字架是有客观的认识
If all we know about the cross is objective
我们只知道这个他山上的十字架
We know the cross on top Golgotha
而我们不知道今天正在我们里面的十字架
Yet we do not know the cross which is in me
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
我们就要看见说
We will see
虽然我们懂得很多
We may know a lot
但是我们实际很少。
In reality, we know little.
今天在侍奉上有个大难处。
A great difficulty is in service.
就是我们对于客观的真理明白很多。
That we know much concerning the objective truth.
但是主观的经历我们非常的缺少。
We're lacking much in subjective experiences.
圣灵要把基督在十字架上所已经做成的工作。
The Holy Spirit will take the work that is done on the cross.
主在2000年前在十字架上所成了。
What the Lord has done on the cross 2000 years ago.
现在圣灵要把这个一生的工作一件一件做在我们里面。
Now the Holy Spirit will take all the accomplished work and fulfill it one by one in us.
他要把哥哥大的十字架把它树立。在你的里面
He will erect a cross that stands on Golgotha into you and me
他要借着基督的十字架把你这个魂的生命把它除掉
He will terminate your soulish life through the cross on Golgotha
他要借着哥哥大的十字架把基督的生命在你里面加深
And he will increase the life of Christ through the cross of Golgotha in you
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
我们有一个宝贝在这个瓦器里
We have this treasure in earthen vessels
要显明这么大的能力是出于神不是出于我们自己
To manifest the exceeding greatness of the power of Christ not of ourselves
我们不过是一个瓦器
We are nothing but an earthen vessel
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
瓦器很卑贱
Earthen vessel is very cheap
瓦器很脆弱
It is fragile
但是感谢赞美神
But thank and praise God.
我们里面却有一个宝贝
We have a treasure within.
这是神的荣耀
This is the glory of God.
没有一个人把宝贝放在瓦器里
No one ever put treasure in an earthen vessel.
只有神他把宝贝放在瓦器里
Only God put treasure in earthen vessel.
并且这个宝贝是宇宙中的至宝
And this treasure is the most valuable treasure in the universe.
没有什么能与它相比
Nothing compares with it.
这个宝贝就是主自己
This treasure is the Lord himself.
是主的生命
It is his life.
神今天把我们的主放在我们这个瓦器里面
Today God has put the life of Christ within this earthen vessel.
但是要显明这个能力
But in order to manifest the greatness of the power,
不是出于我们自己
Not of ourselves.
乃是出于神
But it is of God.
怎么可能
How is it possible?
如果瓦器不破碎的话
Unless earthen vessel is
里面宝贝就显不出它的光辉来。
the treasure within cannot manifest its glory.
那我们的瓦器怎么能被破碎呢？
So how is our earthen vessel broken?
圣灵就用十字架来破碎。
The Holy Spirit uses the cross to break it.
圣灵在我们的环境的里面。
Using the environment of our
earth. 来为我们预备许多的十字架。
To prepare much cross around us.
所以路加福音第九章说。
So Luke 9 says.
你们要舍己。
You must deny yourself.
天天背起你们自己的十字架。
They pick up your own cross.
来跟随我。
And follow.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在你的环境的里面。
Holy Spirit in your surroundings.
会安排各种各样的十字架。
Will arrange all kinds of cross.
是你自己所想不到的。
It is unbeknownst to yourself.
你也不必为自己制造十字架。
Don't even worry to create cross for yourself.
你也不必为别人制造十字架。
And don't create cross for others either.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
只要你把你自己放在主的手里。
As long as you yield yourself to the hand of God.
圣灵就会替你安排。
The Holy Spirit will arrange
it. 当十字架来到的时候。
When the cross comes.
是与你这一个己的生命是冲突的。
It is opposite of your self-life.
与你自己的意志冲突。
It is opposite of your opinion.
是你自己不喜欢。
Something you dislike.
不愿意的。
You are unwilling.
与你自己的心思意念是冲突的。
It is against your mindset.
你认为好的。
What you consider as good.
但是你看不见那个更好。
You cannot see the better one.
与你的情感发生冲突的。
It is opposed to your emotions.
你这个人本来是凭着你自己的情感来应付对付人的。
You formally conduct yourself with your own emotions.
但圣灵安排一个环境。
But the Holy Spirit gets you into a surrounding.
叫你这个情感上面能受一点冲击。
So that your emotions get a little impacted.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
主就借着这些。
The Lord uses all these.
给你看见你自己的败坏。
How wicked you are.
叫你实在肯放下。
That you are willing to lay down your.
把借着圣灵把你身体的恶行置于死地。
Through the Holy Spirit to crucify yourself.
这样基督的生命在你里面来流露。
This way the life of Christ can be manifested.
你与人的关系是基督生命的流露。
Your relationship with man is a manifestation of the life of Christ.
不是你从前老旧的那些的脾气。
It is no longer your former temperament.
神常常把与你相反的人摆在一起。
Oftentimes the Lord puts against you those who are opposite of your temperament.
我是很稀奇的一件事。
It is something very marvelous.
这个配偶啊。
The spouses.
这个配偶啊，我们就是配的嘛。
We call them counterparts.
但是神常常把相反的来做配偶。
The Lord oftentimes uses those who are counter to be your counterpart.
因为这样就配的最好。
And they become the best pair.
你在我身上做十字架。
You become a cross for me.
我也在你身上做十字架。
I become a cross for you.
这样叫基督就能彰显出来。
This way Christ can become manifest.
所以你看神的智慧是高过人的智慧。
So you see God's wisdom surpasses that of men.
神的道路实在是高过人的。
God's way is higher than men's way.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们抓住我们自己，
If we lay hold of ourselves,
这个瓦是不能破的。
We protect this vessel.
我就是我。
I am me.
这个就是我。
This is me.
你不肯破。
I'm not willing to be broken.
弟兄姊妹，里面的宝贝显不出来。
The treasure would not be manifested.
神的旨意，这个能力是出于主的。
It is God's will that this power is of God.
不是出于你自己。
It is not of yourself.
如果出于你自己的。
If it is of yourself.
你就看见。
You will see.
你只能把别人碰破。
You can only break others.
但是你自己还是保存你的完整。
You remain a wholesome one.
基督的生命不能流露。
The life of Christ can never be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们要学习接受十字架。
We must learn to accept the cross.
舍己乃是旨意的问题。
Laying down of the self is a matter of the will.
你有一个愿意的心。
You have a willing heart.
被十字架是天天实行的问题。
Bearing the cross is a daily practice matter.
只有这样
Only in this way.
你才能做一个忠贞侍奉的人。
Can you ever be a truly serving one?
因为你这样的话
If this is the case,
不但基督从你活出来
Not only Christ is lived out of you,
并且当你去摸任何的关系的时候
But as you touch any relationships,
你要把基督分给别人
You will dispense Christ to others.
那么第四
Fourthly
我几下就过去了。
I just barely mentioned it.
我们今天的侍奉
The service we have today.
乃是在身体里面的侍奉
It is a service in the body.
我们不能做单独的工作。
We cannot do the work of a lone angel.
我们要彼此配合起来。
We must be coordinated with others.
十定元首
Holding fast ahead.
全身联络的合适。
The whole body fully framed together.
不提一个按骨折。
All the joints.
不成不定不成。共用
啊、they fulfill all functions.
大家彼此联络。
They are connected to each other.
叫身体在爱中就建立起来。
So the body is grown up in itself in love.
我们记得祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们承认在侍奉上。
Lord, we confess in the matter of service.
我们有许许多多的亏欠。
We're found wanting.
我们有许许多多的功课需要学习。
There remains yet much work for us to learn.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you, praise.
因为你是我们的主。
Because you are our master.
你当初怎样对待你的门徒
？How you treated your disciples that day?
训练他们侍奉。
How you trained them to serve you?
你今天也借助你的灵。
Today through your spirit.
在我们里面训练我们。
To train us within.
叫我们真正能做一个侍奉合用的器皿。
That we truly become those who serve a proper vessel.
求你。是恩典我们
May you grant us grace.
怜悯我们
Have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣的名
，Amen.